You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Today is Friday, February 16th. We have an update about the motive of that mass shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl victory parade. Also, new developments in legal cases involving both President Biden and former President Trump, specifically why an FBI informant has been arrested and why top prosecutors are being questioned. Plus, a historic moon mission is now underway. The makers of ChatGPT just came out with what they call Sora, and the college basketball player who just had a historic night, breaking NCAA scoring records. Those stories and even more news to know next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. There's new information now about the possible motive in the mass shooting at the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. Police now say the shooting appears to have stemmed from a dispute between several people and does not seem related to terrorism or homegrown violent extremism. Police had detained three people from the shooting, but have since released one person they say is not involved. Two others are still in custody, and they're juveniles, or in other words, under 18 years old. And at last check, the prosecutor's office has not filed any charges. Investigators say they're still working to figure out if anyone else was involved. They're asking for more witnesses to come forward, including anyone with cell phone video. One 43-year-old woman was killed. She was a local DJ and mother. 22 others were hurt from the shooting, about half under the age of 16. Community members gathered last night for a candlelight vigil to show support for the victims, including the woman who died. Also, President Biden called on Congress to pass gun reform, like an assault weapons ban and stronger background checks. Biden said the Super Bowl is the most unifying event in America, so this tragedy should, quote, move us, shock us, shame us into acting. Kansas City police did recover several firearms found at the scene of the shooting, but at this point, there's no other details about the weapons. The White House has now confirmed that Russia is in fact developing a troubling new weapon to put in space. It's apparently designed to threaten America's extensive satellite network. The White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby said while Russia has obtained the capability for this, it's not actually operational at this point. Some media sources are reporting the weapon has nuclear capabilities, though Kirby wouldn't say, only adding that it would violate the International Outer Space Treaty. He did make it clear it's not meant for direct destruction down on Earth, and there's no immediate threat to anyone's safety. Still, experts say these types of anti-satellite weapons are dangerous because they can damage or destroy satellites that are used for military and intelligence purposes, as well as communication that we all rely on, like GPS. The White House said it would look to engage Russians directly on these concerns, though a Russian spokesman quickly denied the claims and accused the U.S. of making up the story in order to push Congress to provide more money to the war in Ukraine. An FBI informant at the center of the corruption allegations against President Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, is now under arrest. A grand jury indicted Alexander Smirnov. He's accused of lying to FBI agents about what he claimed was a multi-million dollar bribery scheme between President Biden, his son Hunter, and a Ukrainian energy company. Smirnov first made the false claims during the run-up to the 2020 presidential election when President Biden was still a candidate in the race. According to the Justice Department, Smirnov disliked Biden. The false information Smirnov apparently provided was used by Republicans to help spark what is now a House impeachment inquiry into President Biden, so Democrats are again calling to end that inquiry. By the way, the special counsel who announced these new charges against the former FBI informant is the same one who already filed criminal charges against Hunter Biden for other reasons, accusing him of lying on a gun purchase form and tax crimes. There are some new questions about the top prosecutors in the Georgia case against former President Trump. The one centered on Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election results. A key witness testified the two were in a romantic relationship earlier than they had said, and there may have been a conflict of interest. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis defended herself in tense testimony, saying she's not the one on trial, and accused the defense lawyers of spreading lies about her and the special prosecutor. Trump's team is trying to get them disqualified, and if a judge does in fact remove them from the case, it would delay or even derail the case against Trump. But it seems a different case against him will stay on schedule. A judge in Manhattan rejected Trump's attempt to throw out the criminal charges that stem from a hush money payment to an adult film star back in 2016. So that means Trump is on track to be on trial starting March 25th. and it would be the first ever criminal trial of a former American president in the nation's history. To be continued. Israeli special forces raided the largest functioning hospital in southern Gaza. Israel said it had intelligence that Hamas fighters were operating there and that they might find the bodies of hostages. Hamas denies the claims. At this point, it's not clear if any hostages' remains were found, but Israel says its forces did detain Hamas suspects. The raid came 2 days after Israel's military ordered civilians to evacuate the hospital. But medical officials say that's just not possible for some patients because of their injuries. And Doctors Without Borders called on Israel to stop the operation. Also of note, in the buffer zone between Egypt and the southern Gaza city of Rafah, there's a new mysterious construction project. The Wall Street Journal cites Egyptian officials and security analysts saying Egypt is building an 8-square-mile walled enclosure out of fear the war in Gaza will send a flood of refugees into Egypt. Well, Greece just became the first Orthodox Christian country to legalize same-sex civil marriage, though there was plenty of opposition from the influential and socially conservative Greek church. Still, the prime minister tweeted after the vote that Greece is proud to become the 16th EU country to legislate marriage equality. More news is still ahead, but first, support for this episode comes from ZocDoc. As you might imagine, I research a lot and I ask a lot of questions, whether it's about the day's news or my own health and the health of my family. So when I go to the doctor's office, yes, I'm that patient with a list of questions ready to go. And I expect to have a doctor that listens to me, wants to answer my questions, and works with me to find the best next step. We all deserve a doctor that never makes us feel annoying or embarrassed. Enter ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors from tens of thousands of top-tier choices, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Don't settle. Go for the best and find the right doctor for you. Every time I need to find a new type of doctor, I'll search ZocDoc, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. A new lunar lander is shooting for the moon in a historic journey. The unmanned robotic Odysseus lander successfully blasted off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida on its flight to the moon atop a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. One thing that makes Odysseus special is that it's said to be the first private spacecraft to land on the lunar surface and the first U.S.-made craft in 50 years. Odysseus, nicknamed Odie, is the creation of the Texas-based company Intuitive Machines, and it's about the size of a phone booth. If all goes as planned, Odysseus will touch down on the moon on February 22nd. New York City has now joined a growing number of states, cities, and school districts suing the social media giants, accusing the tech companies of contributing to a youth mental health crisis. NYC's lawsuit targets Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, as well as Google-owned YouTube, Snapchat owner Snap, and TikTok and its parent company, ByteDance. The lawsuit says the companies use similar tactics as casinos and tobacco companies to get kids addicted to their sites. The companies, though, deny the claims. TikTok, for example, said it has industry-leading safeguards to support teens' well-being, including parental controls and other limits. Snapchat said it was intentionally designed to be different from traditional social media, with a focus on close friends. By the way, U.S. senators announced this week a new version of the Kids Online Safety Act. It now has more than 60 senators backing the bill, and it seems poised to at least clear the Senate, though its chances in the House are still uncertain. If it is passed, though, reports say it would be the most significant attempt on Capitol Hill in decades to regulate tech companies. Stay tuned. The next big thing from the makers of ChatGPT is here, and it's called Sora. The company OpenAI says Sora is able to turn a written-out description, or text, into a realistic-looking video that's actually created with artificial intelligence. Think movie-like scenes with multiple characters, different types of motion, and even background details up to a minute long. And Sora can also extend existing video clips by working to fill in the missing details. That said, OpenAI admits the model may still struggle with some things, like the physics of a complex scene. For example, a person may take a bite out of a cookie, but then afterwards, the cookie doesn't actually have a bite mark in it. For now, Sora is only available to people testing it for potential harms and risks, as well as some visual artists and filmmakers to get feedback. Of course, there are still concerns about the impact of these types of AI-generated videos, like the consequences of someone claiming a fake video is the real thing. Sora is not the first text-to-video AI model, though. Tech giants like Google and Meta, as well as startups like Runway, have already unveiled similar capabilities. A college basketball star just had a historic night. Caitlin Clark at the University of Iowa just set the record for the most all-time points ever scored by an NCAA Division I women's basketball player. The 6-foot-tall senior has so far managed to sink 3,569 points in her college career. Clark's performance on the court has turned her into a sports icon. In the game that put her over the previous record, Clark managed to rack up a dominant 49 points, breaking her own single-game record. And she's not done. Caitlin Clark still has 5 games left to play this season with the Iowa Hawkeyes, and at the rate Clark is scoring, she could surpass the all-time men's Division I scoring champion. Clark has not said yet if she'd join the WNBA after college, but if she does, she'd almost certainly come in as the number one draft pick. And if you want even more for your basketball fix, the NBA All-Star Weekend is here. It's happening in Indianapolis today through Sunday. There will be games featuring celebrities, three-point shooting contests, and of course, the fan favorite slam dunk contest. Watch for it on ESPN and TNT. That's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break. Taking care of your health is not always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why, for almost a year now, I've been drinking AG1 every day. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel nourished. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I first gave AG1 a try because we were talking about partnering and I wanted to make sure I actually liked it. Well, I was surprised at how quickly I started noticing a difference. It helps me feel that extra boost, covers my nutritional gaps, and supports my mental and physical health without a lot of hassle. If there's one product I had to recommend to elevate your health, it's AG1, and that's why I partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/newsworthy. That's drinkag1.com/newsworthy. Check it out. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. A school bus driver in Louisville, Kentucky went above and beyond to turn one young boy's sad tears into happy ones. Larry Farish Jr., known affectionately as just Mr. Larry by the kids, noticed first grader Levi wasn't his usual smiley, cheerful self at the bus stop. So Larry asked him what's wrong. Levi told him through tears that he didn't have pajamas for his school's pajama day. So after his morning bus routes, Mr. Larry stopped by a store and grabbed 2 pairs of pajamas to drop off at Levi's school. Well, the boy was so excited, he hugged his new pajamas close and later said, quote, "When he got me the pajamas, I did a happy cry." Mr. Larry felt pretty happy, too, that he could make a difference. Mr. Larry used to work as a correctional officer and a truck driver, but now he says he's found his calling. In fact, Mr. Larry was the one crying tears of joy after the school district shared his story on their Facebook page, and there was an outpouring of love for Larry. Many people explained their own stories of how he has shown kindness towards other kids over the years, reminding us all that these small acts of kindness can truly have a big impact. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. In honor of Valentine's Day earlier this week, we are talking all about the challenges, myths, and trends of modern love, including the impacts of politics and technology. For now, thanks so much for listening and have a great President's Day weekend.